Okay, good evening, everyone. So we've mentioned in the past number of nights that when a woman lights Ner Shabbos, she's Mekabel Shabbos, she begins Shabbos with the Hadlaka. Now, there is the possibility. There is a possibility of doing it differently. That is to say, if on an occasional basis a woman finds that either she's running behind and there's something she needs to do after she lights, or let's not begin with that case. Let's talk about a case where she's going to be lighting candles at home, but then she's going out to eat somewhere else. The family's eating somewhere else, and they'll be back in time to get Hanar from the Neros, but she wants to leave the house now, or perhaps she wants to leave the house to go to shul for a specific reason, and the shul is quite a distance, or different situations where she has a strong need to do malacha after Hadlakas Neros. But typically you can't. Typically you makabel Shabbos, you light the candles, you makabel Shabbos, you can't do malacha. But if there's a situation where there's some sort of a real tzarech to do malacha, as long as this only happens on an occasional basis, then a woman can stipulate. She can make a tonight stipulation before she lights that although she's lighting the candles now and making a bracha, but she is not being makabel Shabbos. And we rely on that. We rely on that since there are shitas in halacha that when lighting is not doesn't automatically compel the woman to be mekabel Shabbos. So although we follow, or at least as I said, the Ashkenazim follow the shita that typically in a standard situation is Kabbalah Shabbos, even to the extent that we therefore instruct the woman to do the hadlaka before making the bracha, in order to be able to be mekabel Shabbos with the bracha and not have to worry about lighting afterwards. But despite that, we do rely on the other shita when there's a compelling need, meaning it shouldn't be done flippantly and it shouldn't be done frequently. But if there's an occasional situation where a woman would want to not be mekabel Shabbos with the hadlaka, she'd be allowed to do so by stipulating. Now, the stipulation should either be verbal. That's the best thing, that she should actually articulate it, verbalize it just to herself. She doesn't have to tell anyone else. Or at least she has to think in her mind at the time that she's lighting that she's not being mekabel Shabbos. One situation where this is perhaps the most common on a routine or on almost a routine basis or a frequent basis is when a woman lights candles for Yom Kippur. Hadlakas Neros is, of course, for Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur as well. And when a woman lights for Yom Kippur, there are many women that want to go to shul then afterwards, but the shul might be at a bit of a distance. And of course, they're going to have to walk home, but it's very beneficial and it's very helpful for them if they don't have to walk there, if they could drive or get a ride in a car to shul after lighting Neros at home. So then they'll make a tznai and not be makabel Yom Tov or Yom Kippur at that point. We have to get back to, though, a certain nuance that applies by the case of Yom Tov, but for the moment, that's we'll leave that nuance for a moment, and we're just using that as an example. Now, if a woman is in general, she's just like running a little bit late, and she didn't get to do everything she really wanted to do before Shabbos, it's always kedai if possible to light still at the regular time she lights, and we have to speak yet about what is the proper time to light or the best time, but whatever it is, whatever time a woman typically lights, it's best to try to be consistent and to light at that time every week. And if there's something she didn't do, if it's not really so compelling, the best thing is just to forget it, light the Neros and not do it, or ask someone else who's in the house who's not being Mekabel Shabbos right now if they can if they can do it for, if they can take care of whatever, she'll be makabel. She'll light her candles at her regular time and be makabel Shabbos, and ask someone else to take care of whatever the other matter is, if that's possible. But if there's no one around to do it, and it's not something that's so critical, it's best to forego it, best not to do it, and in order to be able to light on time. But there's one thing which needs to be done before candle lighting as well, and you can't ask anyone else to do it for you, and you can't just say forget about it, and that's davening mincha. A woman who davens mincha regularly, and I say that because not all women daven mincha regularly, not all women have to. A woman who has children at home and finds herself very very busy, very occupied on a regular basis with taking care of her children, and she's unable to daven on a regular basis, so then she doesn't have to. But okay, that's maybe a discussion for a different time. But a woman who does daven mincha, she davens mincha regularly, she does not have small children at home at this stage in her life, or whatever it is, even though she does, she's able to work it out, and she davens mincha on a regular basis, so, which is a great thing. So she has to do so, though, before Hadlakas Neros, or I should say better, before Kabbalah Shabbos. One cannot be Mekabel Shabbos and then go ahead and daven a weekday davening, because the Mincha and Erev Shabbos is, of course, it's the weekday davening. So you can't daven a weekday Shemona Esrei, a weekday davening. It's not so much a question of the nature of the Shemona Esrei. The point is, it's the Friday's davening. It's a tefillah of the Emos HaChol, meant for the Emos HaChol. It's meant for Friday, for Erev Shabbos. So you can't be Mekabel Shabbos and then go ahead and daven Mincha Shel Chol. So here it's getting late, and it's just about candle lighting time, and she realizes, okay, everything's done, but she didn't manage to daven mincha yet. So what should she do? So typically, if it wouldn't be mincha, let's say it would be going back for a minute to something else, which it's important. She really would like to do it. There's no one else to do it. Some form of malacha, maybe something to do with the food, which really needs to be done, and there's nobody else to do it. So if it's not very late, meaning even if she's going to miss her typical time, she's going to be late for her zman, but there's still plenty of time before shkia, before sunset. There's a nice window, a nice buffer zone before sunset, so that even if she takes care of the kitchen matter, she'll be able to light the candles and complete be completely done with the hadlaka safely, clearly before shkia, well before shkia. Then she could do that if it's something, like I said, which is, you know, it is rather important. It's better not to just skip it. And even though it means it's going to put her late from her time, it's better to do that. Better to be a few minutes late occasionally than to make a tonight and do the malacha after lighting. So a case like that, she should delay the lighting. If it's close to the wire, it's getting close to shkia, then she can't do that. I mean, she can't take a chance on lighting too late. But if there's enough time to be able to delay the lighting from her regular time, take care of the malacha, and then go ahead and light. So it's better to do that rather than make it tonight and do the malacha afterwards. But when it comes to mincha, davening mincha, although mincha also has to be before Kabbalah Shabbos, for that already, it would be better to light on time. If you're ready to light on time and the only thing that you haven't done yet is daven, you haven't davened mincha, it would be better to light on time, or even if you're already a little bit late, but light sooner rather than later, rather than delaying the hadlaka later, and make a tznai that you're not being mekabel Shabbos, and so that you can then daven mincha. But in that case, as long as you don't rely on the tznai to do malachi, you know, you made a tznai, you said, I'm not being mekabel Shabbos. But as long as you only rely on the tznai for davening mincha, then it's okay to do it, even if it ends up being not just occasional, even if it ends up being quite frequently. But as long as you're not going to do any malacha, you make it's not being Kabbal Shabbos, and you still do the hadlaka in the regular manner, meaning first light, then make the bracha, because as I said, even though you're making it's not, you don't want to rely on it when it comes to malacha. You don't want to rely on the tznai. All you need the tznai for in the case that I'm depicting now, all you need the tznai for is to daven mincha. So you rely on the Tanai to allow you to daven mincha afterwards, but avoid doing malacha. So light the candles in the normal fashion and with the Tanai, and then go ahead and daven mincha. And then after mincha, make sure to be mekabel Shabbos. If you're not mekabel Shabbos b'shas the hadlaka with the lighting, then you should make a point of articulating afterwards, after mincha, I am now be mekabel Shabbos, because there's a mitzvah, a Tosefes Shabbos, the mitzvah to be mekabel Shabbos before Shkia, and it's proper that should be done either verbally or at least again mentally to make a real Kabbalah, a conscious Kabbalah of Shabbos before Shkia. So okay, so to be clear, there a tznai can be made, whether to allow you to do malacha after lighting or whether to allow you to daven mincha. And if you're doing it, and here let me clarify one point, which I didn't say explicitly, if you're doing it in order to do malacha afterwards, if you need this malacha which needs to be done, so then you could light the candles in the atypical order, meaning you could first make the bracha and then light the candles, because you're not being mekabel Shabbos anyway. But that whole process of making it tznai and then doing and lighting and then doing malacha, as I said, should only be done for a compelling reason and only on an occasional basis. It's not something to rely on with any frequency whatsoever. It should be really only very occasional, maybe once or twice a year, maybe at most, and only if it's really a compelling reason. On the other hand, to make it tznai in order to enable a woman to daven mincha after, that already is not as serious. It requires a tznai, because if you light the candles and did not make a tznai, you cannot daven mincha. I'll get back to that in a second. But in order to make the tznai and then light the candles, meaning in the typical order, light the candles by first lighting them and then make the bracha and then being careful not to do any malacha, but just daven mincha afterwards, for that it's okay to make the tznai even on a much more regular basis. If you lit the candles without any tznai, and you typically daven mincha beforehand, you work it out, and but with this particular week you neglected to daven mincha, or you whatever it is, you haven't daven yet, and you lit the candles and forgot about it, and then you realize after you lit the candles you realize I didn't daven mincha, I forgot to daven mincha. So then the halacha is you can't daven mincha. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you can't daven mincha anymore. Even if it's before sunset, you cannot daven mincha. But you could daven Mariv of Shabbos. It's better to wait till, it's a little bit later. Wait till it starts getting dark outside. Or best wait till Tzeis HaKochavim, whatever it is. You could daven Mariv. You don't necessarily have to wait for Tzeis HaKochavim Friday night. You could daven Mariv, Friday night Mariv. And then say a second Shmona Esrei, as a what's called a tashlumin, as a makeup for mincha, and the second Shemona Esrei is a Shabbos Shemona Esrei. That's the halacha. Whenever you make up it, you're allowed to make up a tefillah at the next one. If you missed a tefillah, you're allowed to make it up at the next davening. But the way to do it is by davening two Shemona Esreis of the current Shemona Esrei of the current time. First, the one that's obligatory now, and then the makeup. Meaning, first daven the Shemona Esrei for Mariv of that to be Yotzei Mariv. And then daven once for mincha. And even if you typically don't daven Mariv, and even Friday night you don't daven Mariv, but this time you should. If you missed mincha, the right thing to do is to daven Mariv at least Shemona Esrei. You don't necessarily have to begin at the beginning of Mariv, though it's a nice thing to do, but at least Shemona Esrei. At least daven a Shemona Esrei, the regular Friday night Shemona Esrei, with the intention that at first that this one is for Mariv. And then when you finish, you daven a second Shemona Esrei, identical Shemona Esrei, Shabbos Dikah Shemona Esrei, with the intention that this is my makeup for Mincha. So that's what you would do if you did not daven Mincha before candle lighting and you did not make a tznai. You only realized after you lit candles. And certainly if you realize much later. But even if you realize before Shkia, once you've lit candles and you did not make any tznai, you should not daven Mincha anymore that day. You should daven Mariv when you can, and a second Shemona Esrei to make up for Mariv. Okay, it's a little bit late, so Belina Eder tomorrow, let's go back to the point by Yom Kippur or by other Yontif. If you make a tznai, as I said, is a nuance that has to be spoken out, which is unique to Yom Kippur or Yontif. Thank you very much. Have a good night. Feel Chanukah. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are all very welcome. Bye-bye.